you're right. My hair is pretty good. But that's okay. I hear you, 5-5, but same thing with Paul. But a little bit of hum. And I don't know. How are you, Randy, this morning?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, well, I don't know, you shouldn't be getting any hum on my signal. I'm nowhere close to anything. If she causes interference for me, just making myself some coffee here. So, just getting up. I was up for about a half an hour already, but just laying in bed. So, just relaxing. So, decided to get up there when you gave me a call there. And Paul came in, which is great. Gave me a chance to make some coffee here. So, still in the process of doing that. So, is that any better? I moved locations just a little bit there. DE5 Alpha Lima, DE5 RJM. But, you know, you're a very picky man there, Pierre. both of you guys' signals are 5x5 to me here. But yeah, there was a little bit of a hum there. A very slight on Paul's signal, but nothing to worry about, that's for sure. Anyways, back to you, Pierre.
That's all right. No problem at all. Yeah, your audio is good. Paul, too, but Paul, you have put a bit of hum, but anyway. So, I didn't take my shower yet, so I. Anyway. Well, it's supposed to be a hot day again today, Saskatoon. About 31 or something. So, and this afternoon, doing some HF again, every Sunday afternoon. I did a little bit yesterday. I was just listening on 20 meters, and not maybe for 5 minutes or whatever. And that's about it for today. Patrick is coming. So, around 1 o'clock, I'm doing some HF and bring my XUJ90 outside and my computer and for my QRZH. And there we go. So, back to you, Randy. After that, if you want to go with Paul, I will be listening. No problem at all. Z5 RJM, 5 AL.
Yeah, I'm still making coffee here, so a little slow here this morning. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, later on this morning or sometime, after you've had your coffee or any time you like, Randy, I'd like to give you a phone call and ask for your advice. But no rush. Doesn't matter. Even doesn't have to be today. Even just sometime when you've got a minute for a phone call, you can let me know and I'll give you a call. But not until we've both had coffee. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, Pierre says I've got a little bit of hum on my signal, too, there. So, you know, it could be just, you know, propagation, too. You know, so it might not even be anything to do with your equipment. My battery might be a little weak here, so that might be the reason for me. So when's the last time you charged your HT there, Paul?
Does have a good ear. If I go right close to the radio, I can hear a hum on your signal too. But it's really, really back in the in on the back seat, so you can hardly know it's there. But if you look, I mean, if you go, if you really listen, it's there. It's not a problem at all. It's in the background for sure. But Pierre has a good ear. And what do you mean about charge? What charge are you talking about, Randy? Go ahead.
Well, there might be more harm on my signal here now, so I'm beside my fish tank, which gives off an AC hum. But, well, like, are you not using an HT, or how are you coming into the system this morning, Paul? Go ahead.
No, I'm on a base radio. Yeah, my HT is fully charged, but I'm not using it. And I reboot my All-Star nodes at least once a week. I don't know. I'm trying to do it right, Randy, but I'll take all the advice you got. Go ahead. Changed something here, so you can tell me if the hum is still there, Pierre. And your signal is solid, Randy. You're sitting right beside me, so not a problem. You're sitting right beside me. In fact, all three of us are having coffee together. What do you think of that?
Nothing. So, yeah, I'm very happy. That's funny because when I close my right eye, my left eye, I saw some little bit, some kind of, it's still okay, but if I open up the right one, now the picture is a little bit bigger. So that's good. So, yeah, so after that surgery, the second one, September 21st, I don't think I need the glasses anymore. We dropped for a wreath, and that's about it. So, we'll see what happens. But I need to wait for a while after the surgery, probably a month or something, maybe more. My optometrist, he told me about it, but I can't remember. Maybe a month or 2 months after my surgery. So, but I have a bunch of questions anyway to ask my surgeon doctor about it. So, he figured out. So, he's a good surgeon doctor so far. So, he did a good job. Back to you.
Well, that's good news. We're really happy for you, Pierre. And each day gets a little better, eh? And when you get the second eye, you'll be amazing. You'll be able to see all the way to Ontario. What do you think of that? Oh, anyway, yeah, that's really good news, Pierre. That's really good news. And you've got, it sounds like you're in good hands. You've got good doctors, good people looking after you, so that's good. You can't keep a Frenchman down, that's for sure. You want to comment on that, Randy? Go ahead.
Oh, for sure, definitely. Can't keep a Frenchman down. It's got to be that French blood, I tell you. I don't know. Most people I've talked to with that have had cataract surgery, they're out of commission probably for a good week, a week and a half. I'm not sure. Something special about Pierre, definitely. Oh, boy, I tell you. He's itching to catch more fish, I think. So he's not even thinking about his eyes. So maybe that's what the problem is there. Actually, it's no problem. He's thinking about that fish. He's going to catch it fishing lake. What do you think of that there, Pierre? The 5 Alpha Lima, the 5 RKM.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, yeah, the fish little thing will be more bigger. Oh, by the way, you have no arm at all on you. On your transmission, Randy, I don't know what you did, but no arm at all. Way, way much better. 10-10 for sure. Yeah, I think you're right. The first week of September on Tuesday, I think that will be working for us to go fishing or whatever. Monday, if you want. Wednesday, I don't know. Depends on Michelle if she has some time off. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So whatever, that's fine to me. No problem at all. Excuse me. Yeah, you have no arm at all. Nothing. I don't know what happened, but yeah. Pinky Pierre, hi, back to you.
Well, I was kind of waiting for a radio report from you there, Pierre. I'm actually on Echolink right now. I went to DV Switch, but the DV Switch is giving me some, I don't know, kind of packet loss or DTMF tones or something. I don't know. It's weird. It beeps at me every couple of seconds. Very annoying. And I think when I transmit, that beep
don't think I'm going to worry about it right now because I want to get that QSO1 set up.